Am I Well, speaking of money, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
And Briscoe's, you never buy better. And it's sort of true, presumably, isn't it? The results keep on keeping on, even in the difficult days.
Yeah, they do. A couple of announcements from local companies yesterday give you quite a good view into New Zealand and our lockdown habits and how you can't keep a good retailer down, Mike. And actually, we'll also talk about you can't knock back the appeal of fried chicken either. Briscoe's always makes for good reading when we get a release from Briscoe's. And I sort of look at all these new to the game share traders who in the last few weeks have been punting around chasing the medicinal cannabis companies. I think they should cast an eye over at Briscoe's. And trade a company that always seems to come back. It really is a textbook lesson in retailing, Mike. So this was the first half profit to the end of July, and you would have expected net profit to take a bit of a hit, you know, and numbers, you know, high single figures, double digits. You wouldn't have balked at that sort of number. But what do we get? A 1.3% decline in net profit. So a remarkable result, really. I mean, their stores were closed for 50 days. And what's happened is that very strong immediate post-lockdown trading that we saw, you know, once we came out of lockdown, has carried on for Briscoe's. So looking at the numbers, as I said, 28 million for the first half, down 1.3%, paying an interim dividend of 9 cents per share. Market loves dividends at the moment. They do own a stake in Kathmandu. That's another retailer, as we know, and Kathmandu cancelled their dividend, so that affected Briscoe's. They didn't come into their coffers. They actually increased their margins over the period, Mike, because demand was so high, they didn't need to go to the same degree of discounting that you may have seen previously. Did get a lift in their online sales, but MD Rod Duke did stress the importance of having the bricks and mortar shops open. Share price closed yesterday, $3.84, up 10 cents. Hasn't quite fully recovered to the pre-COVID levels, but yesterday did represent the highest point since that peak despair in late March. So good result.
Indeed. And what about restaurant brands? Not so good, but then it came back.
Yeah, even KFC can't quite beat COVID. The results for 6 months ended June 30th. It's always good to talk about restaurant brands as well because it's sort of a state of the nation proxy. You have to do a bit of adjustment to their numbers because their reporting period is a bit shorter than the previous period. COVID shut their stores down. So they've got the brands they've got now are KFC, Pizza Hut, Carl's Jr., Taco Bell, just under 300 stores now across Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii. Because of the closures, their combined store earnings down just under 60 million. And if we look at the share price reaction yesterday, actually up a little bit. So market was probably expecting the result. First half profit fell 8.6% to 11.4 million. Total sales, 383 million. Thing is, though, when they did get the stores open, Mike, they did really well. I mean, yeah. Who didn't see those queues snaking away from the KFC drive-thrus? As I said, now they've got exposure across New Zealand, Australia, Hawaii, so diversified geographically. I did claim the wage subsidy, so that's helped. They're now expanding into Southern California. Locally, apparently, Taco Bell doing very well. Mike, I couldn't tell you what it's like because I've never been there, but the diners, the eaters, they're loving the old Taco Bell.
Good stuff. NASDAQ's ugly this morning.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, those tech stocks, which were under pressure towards the end of last week, under pressure again. So Apple coming under pressure, Amazon coming under pressure, Tesla, Mike. Tesla didn't make the S&P 500. It's down about 17.5% at the moment. So those tech stocks, which really ran the market up, giving up a bit of ground now as well.
Give me some numbers.
27,720 on the Dow Jones, down 400 points, 1.4%. The S&P 500, 3368, down 58, 1.7%, but it's the NASDAQ that's getting hit pretty hard, 10,975, down 336 points, 2.98%. But overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 7 points, 5930. The Nikkei yesterday gained 184, 23274, up 0.8%. Shanghai Composite up 24, 3316. On the Australasia markets yesterday, the ASX 200 at 6007. Up 63, just over 1%, and the local index, the NZX 50, closed at 11,895, up 36, 0.31%. So this risk-off sort of trading that we're seeing overnight, that's put pressure on the New Zealand dollar, 0.6634, 0.9164 against the Aussie, 0.5626 euro, 0.5097 pounds, 70.32 yen, gold, $1,939.68, and after a fair few weeks of not doing much, oil is weaker overnight, down a couple of bucks, $39.77.
See you tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys, jmiwealth.co.nz.